A good nerve Shabbos, Kodesh, Parsha, Shemais, Tavshin, Ayin, Tess. Hope everybody is doing well and had a good week. Staying dry in the rain. Terry tells us in this week's Parsha that the Mialdais, the midwives, did not listen to Paro when he told them to kill the newborn Jewish babies. The Pasuk says, V'lo yasu ka'asher diber aleihem melech Mitzrayim v'atachayena es ha'yiladim. They kept alive the children. Rashi brings that not only were they mechayev the yiladim, not only did they not kill them, but they also took care of them and made sure to raise them properly and made sure that they would have a healthy upbringing. The Medrash Rabbah adds in something else. Vatachayena sayiladim, that they went with their own money and they supported these children and they gave to these children, and as a result, they themselves became wealthy. We see from here something which is a tremendous lesson. We see from here that the Miyaldais, the midwives, had an opportunity to just go and say, listen, this is not our problem. We had a directive from Paroi. Paroi told us that we have to kill the children. So look, we can't kill the children, as the Pasuk tells us, because the mothers that gave birth are Chayos. They gave birth on their own. By the time they got here, the babies were born already. But there was a second thing that they did, and that they had no answer for. And that is, why are you taking care of these children when Paro told you expressly not to do anything with them and to kill them? Why are you going and not only not killing them, but taking care of them as well? And for this second aspect of their job, which was not required, and of course that Paro did not want them to do, they went and they did it anyway. And for that, the Torah says that they were Zaycha, Shifra, and Pua, they merited, Vayas Lehem, Batim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Sachar, they gave them reward, that they would have the Bate Kuhuna, the houses of kingship, Bate, houses of priesthood, Bate Malchus, and the houses of kingship. My Rebbe Rav Tzvi Shalevsky Shlita adds, that from here we see something profound. Many people just say, I'm just doing my job, this is all I have to do, don't ask me to do more, this is what I have to do. We see from the Mialdais that not only did they go above and beyond, not only did they save these children, but they said the children need to be taken care of. We need funds, we need resources, the mothers need to help with the children. They need help with the children in order to raise them. And as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid them back, not only with the Bate Kehuna and Bate Leviyah, but as the Medrash says, paid them back with Ashirus, with becoming wealthy. No one has ever become poor by giving. No one has ever become poor by helping out somebody else. A person, if they'll extend themselves and they'll push themselves as far as they can go, trying to help other people, in the end, he will always gain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives him reward. Maybe it might not be in this world, but it'll always be in the next world. And we see this from the Mialdais, from Shifra and Pua, that they were zeicha for going, for having Mesiris Nefesh, and for giving of themselves far above and beyond what was expected of them. A good Shabbos to all.